Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, they're a very good defense. We can start right there as a whole. And I think to be a really good defense, you have to be good up front. And they're very sound schematically up front, but then they play to the scheme. They're physical guys up front. They've got two good edge rushers. They're physical on the interior. Kyle Williams has been doing it forever. So they set the tone for their style of play, which is a very physical brand of football, but yet very disciplined in their approach and how they do things.
And if Marcel Darius returns, how does he fit in there next to Kyle?
Well, it's two really good players, you know, and two guys that have, you know, that work well together. Kyle's been around so long. You know, he reads blocking schemes extremely well. He does a nice job up front in the games, in the stunts and different things. And then with Darius, you know, he just adds a very explosive player. And then couple that with the two edge rushers, you know, they pose real problems for you.
Coach, the Bills defense is second in the NFL in red zone defense, and they're only giving up a touchdown 28% of the time down there. As an offense, how does it become more challenging as you get closer to the goal line? And then what aspects of the offense then become important once you get closer to the end zone?
Well, I think in general, when you're in the red zone, the closer you get to the red zone, the end zone, the smaller the windows get in the passing game, right? The deep safeties can only get so deep. The end, you know, there's only so much room. And when you run the ball, same thing. Those safeties that would normally be deep are tighter to the line of scrimmage. They can play more aggressively. So the biggest thing for us in the red area, and generally speaking for any team, is your execution. You really need to be on point, need to be crisp in your route running and very detailed in your splits and exactly where you need to be at what time, because the windows get small. And in the run game, very detailed, assignment-wise, you know, who we're assigned for, blocking-wise, and finding a way to get safeties blocked when they're playing low. And that's generally speaking, and that's really no different against Buffalo at the end of the day. I mean, they're very good in the red area because they're disciplined in what they do. They cover people well. They make windows small, and they're physical against the run. And so, you know, couple those two things, it goes right back to our execution, our ability to do those little things and those details right at the most, you know, at the most difficult times down there in the tight red.
Coach, talk about that aggressiveness. They seem to run blitz a lot. They bring the safeties down, the DBs. Is that a different challenge from what you've seen
I don't know if it's a different challenge. You know, we've seen a lot of looks. I mean, Green Bay was an aggressive defense coming in and gave us some different things. Detroit was. Chicago probably played it more just with their front. You know, they're a big physical front that way. But the reality of it is, you know, these guys are good at what they do. They're sound in the secondary. You know, one of the things that can happen when you play that style is you have a tendency to give up big plays. You look at Buffalo, they don't give up big plays. And so, you know, the experience Sean and Leslie have on the defensive side of the ball, they're a disciplined crew. They know how to play in the back end to tie in with their nature of trying to get after you up front. And so you tie it all together, and it makes a good defense.
Back on the subject of red zone, when you go back and look so far in three games, when you dissected all those plays and stuff like that, tell me what you like, what you didn't like. I know you talk all the time about getting the run game going.
Yeah. I think the run game's been very good for us down there. Obviously, we've seen Freeze production in the red area, what he's been able to do. You know, a lot of what we've done is we've played to what the defense has afforded us. And, you know, we've had a couple missed opportunities down there, you know, a couple balls off our fingertips in the end zone there. And down in there tight with the turnover last game, which I think we could have resulted in a first and goal. So I'm pleased with what we've done in the red zone, but I'm definitely not satisfied. I think we can be better, and I think we will be better moving forward.
It seems like Coach McDermott likes to show a lot of different things at the line of scrimmage pre-snap, and then, you know, he'll show a blitz, back guys off, it'll change post-snap. As a quarterback, what goes through your head, like, right when the ball snaps and everything changes?
Well, you know, you go with your indicators. You know, if you get caught trying to look at everything pre-snap, you almost don't see anything. And so I think guys like Matt, who have had a lot of experience in this league, have played a lot of football, you know, we go with our indicators, and we try not to get caught looking at all of the other stuff that's going on and focus on the things that we know are important to us for that play so that we can go execute that play really well.
I asked Matt this yesterday. I know you guys would. Of course you want to hit those, you know,
right.
Like that. But do you think the think that helps set the tone?
Well, you know, there's no doubt. We want to be the best attacking team in football. We want to stay aggressive in all aspects of our game, whether that's running the football, the way we come off the ball as an offensive line, the manner in which we call plays, our game plans, how our quarterback reads things. And so we just felt like that was a good opportunity for us. We liked the play design. It didn't play out exactly the way we wanted. But, again, I think for our guys, knowing going into that game that that was the style of game we were going to go for, we went for it. We didn't hit that one. We didn't hit a few other deep balls, but we took our shots. And we really believe over time, if we continue to work at it in practice and do it in ball games, we're going to hit some of those big ones that are going to really have an effect not only on the passing game, but really help our running game. And so it's a big part of our offense. We just got to keep stressing it. And I think sooner or later with the players we have, you know, we're going to make those plays.